The Stamp Collector in Chief, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries.
Franklin Roosevelt was himself a stamp collector, and he understood uniquely the ways he could use stamps to convey messages to the American people.
Daniel Piazza is assistant curator of the National Post Museum in Washington, which has just opened a new exhibit, Delivering Hope, FDR and Stamps of the Great Depression. The 32nd president worked closely with Postmaster General James Farley on what stamps the U.S. issued.
Roosevelt would often sketch out a design for Farley as they were chatting in a meeting.
Among the stamps FDR helped design, Piazza says, are the Presidential or Prexy series, the National Park series, and the Mother's Day stamp. A presentation album of each new stamp is given to all modern U.S. presidents, and FDR also got some special stamps from the Post Office Department. Otherwise, his collection was just like anyone else's.
Some of it was the sort of material most people would find in their albums. In different areas, he had different levels of collecting.
Roosevelt might not have been the most sophisticated of collectors, but he was serious about it.
All throughout the 1930s and the war years, whenever he traveled abroad, he always took a portion of his collection with him to work on, and his son, James Roosevelt, remembered that his father always, religiously, a half hour at least every day, worked on his stamp collection.
Roosevelt's collection is now scattered, sold at auction after he died, the stamps now in many private collections. What you'll see on display are the tools Roosevelt used, his design sketches, and Farley's rather unique personal stamp collection. The National Postal Museum is part of the Smithsonian and across from Union Station in Washington. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.